Hello, Empress. I am so happy to have you here for how to access your mission and supercharge your business. So here's the deal. This is really important work, and you may have a tendency to want to skip it. Now, the fact that you're here for this lesson means that you're probably not having the tendency to skip it because you're here, but I want you to pay special attention because this work that I'm about to lead you through is the foundation that will make everything else in your business way more powerful and way more effortless. If you skip doing this work, which P.S., I'll tell you a story about how I skipped it, and how I suffered as a result. But if you skip this work, you will be making things harder, more confusing, and more complicated, and you will go down tangents in your business that will waste years and tons of energy and miss out on revenue and impact if you don't do this work. So, you're here for it. I'm here for it. Let's dive in. So, my own story around purpose and mission. Now, I just want to say I'm using those two words interchangeably, purpose and mission. We could get into semantics and obsess about it. I'm going to use them interchangeably. Other people use the word dharma, your calling, and those are all great. But it's basically the fundamental reason that you are here on earth. What are you here to bring? So I have to tell you that every time I heard people talking about having a purpose, I got really annoyed about it for years. Like, we're talking for the past 15 years or so. People write books on purpose, all kinds of things, right? And I would hear speakers talk about it. I would see it on social media. And I would immediately just say, oh, that's not a thing. You don't need that. I don't need to do that work. And just a note for yourself, if you find yourself being really resistant around a topic, like if it kind of is like a thorn in your butt, every time you see it, whether it's somebody talking about financial management or somebody talking about visibility or somebody talking about purpose, and you've got a little thorn in your butt every time that happens, pay attention to that message because it means that message is for you, and there's some gold there. And I do believe we experience resistance around the topics and the messages that are meant for us as an indicator that we have a growth opportunity there. And of course, our smaller self, our lizard brain, wants to keep us small. So I believe it creates the resistance to try to prevent us from growing and stepping into discomfort because, there's part of ourselves, evolutionarily speaking, that are designed to keep us safe to survive. And those are really wonderful. They help us to run out of burning buildings and not walk in dark alleys by ourselves at night. However, the part of us that wants to grow, that's desperate for growth, that wants joy and fulfillment, needs to pay attention to those things that we have resistance around. So for me, one of those things has been this conversation around purpose. And I will say, I was struggling with this not that long ago. I didn't think that I was struggling around purpose. I just was feeling like a lack of ignition around business. I was feeling like, what the heck am I even doing and why am I doing it? And I felt kind of lost, believe it or not. And just so you know, like, no matter where you are in business, no matter how long you've been at it, does not mean you will not have those moments where you feel lost, where you feel like you don't know what you're doing, where you've lost your spark. Business is cyclical. We've talked about this here in Origin. And so just know that that will happen, but it's what you do in that moment that really counts. And we will have a future lesson on how to deal with the inevitable fear and doubt and failure that comes as part of being a business owner or a leader of any kind. So back in March, I d ended up doing a speaking gig. I was asked to speak on a panel at Harvard Divinity School, which was such an honor. And one of the other speakers was a woman named Ra Goddess, who I have been aware of her work and I have known her for nearly 10 years. But when I saw her, I had this rocket of desire that shot up and it was like, you are my person. And this has happened to me. This is the third time this has happened to me where I have encountered in person the next person I'm supposed to learn from and learn with. And it's been so clear to me. It's just been an instant rocket of desire. And it's like my soul sees their soul and says, you. I had in, the same, similar experience when I met my husband, Mike, even though it was for very different reasons. So trust that. I do trust my body when there's like this gravitational pull that I feel. So I signed up to work with Ra on a one-day VIP day and then with some ongoing coaching. It was a much bigger investment than felt comfortable, but I knew this expansion was critical. And in that work together, just in that one day of 6 hours, we did the purpose work, some of which I'm about to lead you through, but know that this is inspired by my work with Ra, and I definitely recommend you check out her work, especially her new book called The Calling. And that book, along with some other resources, will be in the takeaway guide and below this video. And then Ra is our Maven Masterclass this month as well. So you'll be able to dive in deeper with her with that masterclass. Okay, so with my own story, I had come in and out of feeling kind of lost and confused about what I was doing in my business for years, like since day one, because I never did this work until quite recently, the work that I'm about to lead you through. And when I finally did it, I sat down, I invested with Ra, I showed up for the work, and I did this work with her. I was blown away by how powerful it has been to dig deep to access my mission, right? It's not about coming up with your mission, it's about accessing it because it's already inside you. You just need to unlock something so it becomes clear. What I realized for me is that my mission, my purpose, my dharma, my purpose for being here on the planet, the gift that I have to offer is getting women in their bodies. So believe it or not, you might have thought like, oh, it's to teach women how to make money. It's to teach women about their worth. It's to, teach time and energy management. Nope, it's not. It's to get women in their bodies so that we can lead from an embodied place, which is the most powerful place that we can source our career success. So my mission is to get women in their bodies who are in leadership positions specifically so that they can go and change the world from a place of power and trust and truth and wisdom, and so that they can source their success from a renewable energy source, which is their deepest source of power, which is their bodies. Now, does that mean as my mission, I'm putting that up on my website? Nope. It's not marketing copy. This is the articulation for me that I read, that I come back into contact with, and I'm going to walk you through the steps to get to this for you, at least preliminarily. So here's the deal. This purpose and mission work is really big, and I'm going to talk about it here with you in this relatively short lesson. This may be just your first access point, and then we will be in the dance with our dharma, with our purpose forever. So don't worry about getting this right. All you need to do is begin the process. So let's get started. I will just say, as a spoiler alert, my passion for my work and my sense of possibility and my ease of decision making and my attraction factor for the type of opportunities that I'm attracting has ramped up so profoundly since doing this purpose mission work that I am kind of flabbergasted, and I'm getting all kinds of questions from people who have no idea that I've been doing this work behind the scenes saying, "What are you doing? You're so different." And some people are asking me what makeup I'm using. Some people are asking me how I lost the baby weight. They're asking me all these questions, which I know have nothing to do with it. Yes, does being on purpose and being on mission change you energetically? And might people think that they're experiencing a physical change of you? Yes. But what I know is that this inner work that I have done is shifting my point of attraction in an incredibly powerful way, because now, instead of living and working close to my purpose and dharma, it was like our business was over here and my purpose and dharma was kind of over here. So it was close. But now that I've lined the two of them up, it's like rocket fuel. So that's the supercharge your business part, because it makes everything easier. And again, you'll dive deeper into this with the Maven Masterclass with Ra as well. Okay, so that's what purpose and mission is. It is what you are here to bring to the world. It is the combination of who you are with your unique experiences, your unique gifts and talents, and this is what you are here for. Why does it matter? It matters because I know you want to have a big impact in the world. I know you want to make good money. I know you want to live in alignment with the truth of who you are. And all of those things depend on doing the work around accessing your mission and your purpose. And it matters because it makes your business so much easier to run. And I can speak from a recent shift experience that before I had done this work, things were harder and amorphous and harder to make decisions. And then after I did this work, it's very do less, because now I know precisely what the mission is, and it's really easy to determine what's not it. And so it just makes decision making just like boom, 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 very do less. And then it is power charged everything we're doing. So we're getting bigger results from doing less work. And there's far less effort required because everything's aligned. And so I'm able to allow things to happen effortlessly instead of needing to muscle them. Very, very powerful. And so that's how it will help you in business. It's going to make everything easier and more profitable and more impactful. Yay. Okay. So here's how you access it. Number one, and by the way, there's of course a handout along with this lesson. So the handout is going to walk you through this process. And so make sure you've downloaded that handout wherever you're watching this video. And then also there's a takeaway guide so you can review the key ideas as well. And that's below the video or wherever you're watching this. Okay. So who are you is the first question. And I know this is a big question and it might require sitting with, right? So who are you? What is the essence of you? Not what do you do? So not what are your accomplishments, not what are your titles, not I'm a mother and an entrepreneur and an author and, you know, no, not that. Who are you? Not what do? Really important. Sit down and brainstorm on this. Just make a list. What comes to you first? Now, I do recommend doing some kind of meditation to access your inner knowing before this. It could be just sitting for 3 minutes doing deep breathing with your eyes closed or softly, you know, softly open. It could be a walk in the woods. It could be putting on a song and dancing. Whatever it is that helps you access your inner knowing and your most powerful knowing, I would do that before you do this work and ask yourselves these questions. So who are you? I know for me, when I answered this, I am joyful. I am wise. I am fun. I am powerful. I am a change maker. So these are some of the things that might come up. And my coach, Ra Goddess, asks, what do you bring when you walk into a room? What is present when you walk into a room that was not present before you entered that room? It's another really great way to think about this. So that is getting to the essence of who you are. Now, what's really cool about this purpose and mission work is that there's literally no one else who brings your unique set of your essence coupled with your experience and really who you are. And so there's no such thing as competition when you are living in your purpose, in your dharma, because it is literally impossible for somebody else to have the exact same combination of your essence with your gifts and experiences. So that's really cool. Now, once you've kind of brainstormed around who you are, you know, maybe you'll come up with five things, 10 things, whatever. That's a really important exercise. And then you'll want to ask yourself, and again, this is from Ra, which one of these things do you want to lean into? Which one of them do you want to prioritize? When I did this work as an example with Ra, I decided I really wanted to lean into power and pleasure. I really wanted to lean into power and pleasure, because I know for me, I wanted to ramp them up. So decide maybe one or two things that you've identified as who you are that you want to lean into. And then you may even want to identify how can you lean into that. For me, leaning into power means a meditation practice 3 to 5 times a week. Daily does not happen for me at this point. It may in the future, but for me, 3 to 5 times a week, meditating 10 minutes in my closet is perfect. And I'm leaning into the power piece through that because I know the more I can come into stillness within myself, the more access to my power I have. And then the second one is pleasure for me, and I am leaning into that by choosing one thing every day that feels pleasurable physically. And this, I call it my bliss list. So it might be going to a dance class, it might be having sex with my husband, it might be self-pleasuring, it might be savoring a strawberry, it might be a walk to the mailbox in the sunshine, it might be dancing around my office. These are some of the things that are on my bliss list. Okay, then the second thing, once you've leaned into who are you, is to think about some key moments that have brought you to this moment in your life right now. So just jot down 3 to 5 of them. They don't need to be like, if you were gonna write a timeline on the floor of your life, think about what are some of the key moments, highs and lows, hills and valleys, and go with the first ones that come to you. They may feel random, like it could be, you know, the time you skinned your knee and the little boy across the street came and brought you a Band-Aid. Like that may pop up, just write it down. And then it could be a class you took in college that was a really pivotal moment. It could be a speaking gig that you did, or a divorce, or the birth of your first child, or I don't know what these things are going to be, only you know. But if you identify 3 to 5 key things, maybe up to 7, depending on how much you want to dive in, that are your key moments, then you and write down like a couple of bullet points about each. And you might want to grab a partner to talk this through. You could grab a partner within Origin to talk through this exercise, because sometimes, at least for me, because I'm an external processor, when I verbalize what these key moments were and why I wrote them down, it was very powerful to me to begin to hear what they all had in common, which brings me to number 3, which is what is the through line? What are the themes? What are the themes that are showing up in each one of these key moments in your life that has brought you to this moment? It could be, and they could go anywhere from as far back to the moment you were born to something that happened in the last 24 hours. It doesn't matter what they are. You need to really trust that the first ones that come up are the ones to write down. So then you're really asking yourself, what are the patterns here? What's the through line? What do these have in common? Because it's going to become really apparent that there is a pattern and there is something that they have in common, and that is going to start pointing you in the direction of your purpose, the things that came to mind. Then
And then in step three, you may also just want to begin to think about what is the through line for the work that I've always done. And that brings me to number four, which is, right, because let's say you've had 10 different careers, there may very likely be something in common that they all have. But I will ask you for number four, when have you been the most lit up? Because you don't want to just put down every single experience you've had. You want to put down the ones, list out what are the times that you have felt the most lit up in your life. Now, they may be career moments, but they may also be moments outside of career. So for example, when I was looking at this for myself, I realized that many of the times that I have felt the most lit up have been times when I am studying a methodology or just participating in some way in something that gets me in my body. It's why I have every fitness certification known under the sun, but I don't teach any of these things, but I just keep signing up for these certifications because I'm so attracted to learning all the different ways that we can get in our bodies. And it turns out I've been doing that my whole life because it's my purpose. It's just not my purpose in that, like, I'm going to be a movement instructor specifically. So powerful to look back and say, oh, when have I been the most lit up? At dance class. Why? Because my purpose is getting women in their bodies, right? So it always seemed like this random thing to me. And then I realized why. So it's so cool how when we take the time to look back in retrospect, the pieces start to line up and everything begins to make sense. Because hindsight is 20/20, but we need to take the time and invest the time to look back and see what are the pieces here? What is all lined up? So make a list. When have you been the most lit up in your life? Write it down. Write out, you know, couple bullet points. It doesn't have to be like 25 things. It could be, you know, 5 to 10 times. And then number five is, when have things felt the most effortless? So was there a certain launch that you did in your business? Was there a certain moment where you were attracting clients? Was there a certain product that you were offering? Was there a certain meeting that you went to or moment in your career or in your life, but mostly in your career on this one, where things felt the most effortless? So an example for me right now, if I were to do this exercise a year from now, I might look back on something that happened recently, which is I got asked to speak at an event in October, which is a high level event. Like, it's definitely feels like an expansion for me to show up and be a featured expert at this event. And then right on the heels of that, I got an email from a friend that she's doing this other event where I actually want to go and learn. And it happens to be a 1-hour drive from the event that I'm speaking at. And so I said yes to both of those. And then on the third, what happened is I got a text from another friend saying, hey, can you speak at my live event, which happens to be an hour away from the other live event where I'm speaking, literally the next 2 days. So one event is like the 17th through 19th, the next event is the 19th through 23rd, and the next event is the 23rd and 24th of the same month, all within an hour of each other across the country for me. And it was so powerful to notice, like, what the reason that I am bringing that up is because it's becoming more effortless when that I am saying yes to these things, because it's surrounded around the time that I am stepping into my purpose and I've articulated it for myself. And I know my point of attraction is so much more powerful. So if I were to look and say, why are things feeling so effortless right now? It's because I'm deeply in touch and in alignment with my purpose, and other people can feel that. And I'm saying yes to the things that feel in alignment. And as a result, my point of attraction is expanding very powerfully, and I'm getting opportunities that I've never gotten before. And they're lining up like oh, why don't you come these two dates that line up with these two dates that line up with these two dates. I only have to get one flight. Oh, and by the way, this other woman who I barely know is lending me her RV so that I can bring my family and don't have to be away from my kids for 10 days. And we're going to make an RV trip of it, but that's a side note. But this is what happens when you begin to say yes to your purpose. But look back and ask yourself, when have things felt effortless for me? Because you'll be able to get to mine some data from that of, well, why did they feel effortless in this moment and in this moment and in this moment? What do those moments have in common? And what can I draw from that to move me forward? So number six is, I really want you to just take this information and sit with it and do some journaling. Look for the commonalities, look for the through lines, look for the, look for the patterns, and ask then, what is my purpose? What is my mission? What am I here to bring? And what am I here to do? And you want to put it in writing in some way, shape, or form. Mine is not exact. I shared it with you. My purpose, my mission is to get women in their bodies so that they can source their leadership and their career success from an embodied place. Now, I did a whole riff on that. I wrote a whole manifesto on that. I've got a whole thing about it, that because when I articulated that, it became so obvious that that was it, because it made me teary-eyed. It made me inhale. It gave me chills. It made me a little sweaty, and ideas started to flow, and I felt instantly expansive. So your body will give you a sign, and it will let you know when you're on the right track, because you'll cry in a good way. You'll get chills. You'll start to sweat a little bit. You'll feel excited. You'll feel expansive. You may inhale. My friend Sarah Tangredi talks about a lot about breath work, and that when somebody says something that's the truth, we often will go. So notice that when you're listening to a speaker, or when you're reading a book, or when you're sitting with a girlfriend or sitting with a coach and they say something and you inhale, your body is taking that in. It means it's for you. So pay extra attention. So if you are writing, putting this in writing, and then you want to refine it, read it out loud and refine it until you get some kind of sign that you're onto it, and your body will tell you. And then number seven, and by the way, you don't have to get this perfect. Just do something, do any amount of it, so you're getting to a place of resonance. And then once you're there, once you have some kind of resonance, post it, read it daily, tell your team, tell the people you work with, like, this is the mission. Now, of course, there's a whole other framework, and Ra will talk about this in her Maven Masterclass. There's a whole other framework around coming up with a team mission, for like a whole company. And so that's not this work, but for now, at least in our company, they know that the mission is to get women in their bodies so that they can lead from that place. And then you want to just use it to check all your decisions against. So if somebody asks you to speak, if you have a course idea, if you have an idea for a switch in your business model, if someone wants to hire you for something, and you ask yourself, well, does that align with my mission? So for example, if somebody was like, I want to pay you $100,000 to go and teach people how to grow their email lists. Could I do it? Yeah. Could I do it well? Yeah. Is it part of my mission? No. No. Is it sort of part of it? Yes, we have a list growth module or how-to lesson within Origin, but it is not fundamentally on my mission of I am here to get women embodied so they can lead from that place. And so I probably would just say no to that at this time. Would I have said no to that 5 years ago? Probably not. It doesn't mean it's wrong. I also want you to know, like, if you're just diving into this mission work like I'm just diving in, I believe there is no such thing as wasted time. So any amount, any crumb that you've had of purpose or mission or feeling lit up or aligned with your work over the past 40 years or 50 years or 60 years is great. I feel like I'm a little late to this work, and I'm so good with that because I still have the rest of my life to be aligned with my mission. And it doesn't mean I wasn't aligned before, but I felt like I was doing work right next to my mission. And now it's right on top of each other. And it has been so amazing how I've been experiencing number 8, which is having more ease, more power, and more flow. So that's what is on the other side of this work for you. You may feel like, oh, I should get out there and do something that's income generating. I promise you, if you take the time after you've watched this training, download the handout, go through these steps, do this work, anything you do, the webinar strategy, the list building, the speaking gigs, the workshops, anything you do, the product launches after this, will be so much more effortless because you've taken the time to access your mission so that you can then supercharge all of the practical income generating steps that you do. This is a fundamental, fundamental step for growing your business while doing less. I don't want you to waste any more time doing things that aren't in alignment with your purpose and your mission. I have spent years doing all kinds of random things that aren't in alignment, and I would like to save you that time. So please do this work. I can't wait to hear how it is for you. So be sure to click on the thread below this video. Let me know what's coming up for you around this. If you have questions on it, whatever, let me know. I'm here for you. You've got this. Everybody has a mission. Everybody has important work here to do. It is your time. The world needs you. Don't hold back. Do this work. Get in alignment. Get on purpose. And allow things to be effortless and supercharged. See you next time. Bye.